about a loose stone or rock?
Well, no, not too much. Not around here. Some of them has decorated the places with it. Decorated around the houses, the yards, a little bit with rock and things, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this woman that stopped here and went on by, she's got her yard with rocks all around her yard,
mm-hmm.
stacked up real high.
Mm-hmm.
And I know another place has got them around the rocks, the most of them just to show off on the front, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
I wouldn't want to run my place on account of snakes.
No, I wouldn't either.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty bad. Yeah. What would you call the stuff that a woman's best dishes are made out of? Just the dishes that she'd save and use when company's coming?
China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that?
No, I never did.
Like what a farmer might put in a chicken's nest, he threw it into laying?
Made out of that kind of stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
I never have.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of using some kind of egg like that to fool a hen?
I've used things to fool hens, but I never did, I don't know if it was that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. What did you use?
Just old rubbing the dishes of some kind.
Mm-hmm. That'll work?
It'll work sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah.
But China, yeah. I ain't never broke none of my china.
Mm-hmm.
I still got every piece of my china.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use it.
Right, yeah. You know, when you went to milk the cows, what did you take with you to catch the milk in?
Buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Always carried enough buckets, several buckets.
Mm-hmm.
I always had me a shelf made out the plank, you know, put a shelf and set my buckets on it. And as I jerk, I'd pour in buckets, you know, or set my bucket up there to fill it up and get another one till I got through.
Yes, ma'am. What about if you were going to go out to the well to get some water, what would you carry with you?
A bucket.
Mm-hmm. Same kind?
Same kind of bucket.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear people around here refer to a bucket, call it a pail?
Yeah, they call it pail, a bucket. I always call them a bucket.
Mm-hmm. Pail and bucket, same thing?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did you ever have any kind of container that you kept close to the kitchen that you threw scraps in for the hog?
Oh, yeah. I always kept one on the outside of the door. And on a shelf or something to throw out bugs. Hogs or dogs or something. I always had something to eat. Hog or dog one.
What'd you call that bucket?
Scrap bucket.
Scrap bucket. Mm-hmm. Is that like a slot bucket?
Yeah, about like a slot bucket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the thing that you'd use to fry an egg in or cook a piece of ham? What would that be?
A skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Always frightened scared.
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever hear people using something like that to cook in the fireplace with?
Yeah, they used to in the old times. Mm-hmm. They used to have old pots, you know, that could swing down from the chimney. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have a wire that would come down and over there and up in the chimney, they'd have a cross piece made up in the chimney, and that wire would come off of that cross piece and be fixed to where you could hang your pot on it, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Over the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you could boil your stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
A fryer, either one.
That's good.